It's Friday, time to look at the region's business news, and for that, we bring in Sonia Sorich, digital editor at the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
It was a busy week on the Sacramento retail scene with developments at several local centers. Let's start in Arden Arcade, where a space that used to be a Save Mart will be filled by another grocery store.
We now know that Sprouts Farmers Market is coming to Town and Country Village with a store that could open in the third quarter of next year. Now, this will fill a portion of the former Save Mart grocery space, which is being divided. And you might remember that Save Mart closed its Town and Country location last year, and we really haven't seen activity at the space since then.
Sprouts is based in Phoenix, and it seems like we've heard a lot about this grocery store chain lately. What does this new store mean for its local expansion plans?
Sprouts hasn't yet commented on the Town and Country location, but we do know that this chain is expanding pretty quickly in the area. Now, Sprouts currently operates 6 local stores, and some of those are pretty recent additions. For example, earlier this year, the grocer opened a location that filled most of a former hardware store space in Folsom. And it has some other stores in the works, too. A new location in North Natomas is moving forward, as well as one in Lincoln. Now, it's not too hard to guess why this company is expanding. Sprouts focuses on healthy, natural, and organic products, and that's consistent with where the grocery industry is going right now. People also like its prepared foods and its deli area.
So how would that fit in with the other things that are at Town and Country?
Well, Sprouts will join Trader Joe's at Town and Country, which is another company that focuses on healthy products. Beyond that, the grocery store is just another sign of new activity at the shopping center, which is at Fulton and Marconi Avenues. Other new additions are also planned at the center, including Five Guys Burgers and Fries and Ulta Beauty.
Okay, let's move on to Citrus Heights, where a shopping center in a busy retail area got a new owner, and that could mean some changes.
Yes, we are talking about Sunrise Village, which includes businesses such as Tuesday Morning, Benihana, and Coco's Bakery. Now, Merlone Guyer Partners recently purchased the center for $25.7 million and says it will eventually see a revamp.
And this is that real estate development and investment company behind some other projects too, right?
Yes. Now, this is the same company that's revamping University Village, and it also recently began improvements at Arden Creek Town Center in Arden Arcade. This week, an official with the company told us that Merlone Guyer likes to take broken centers and make them better.
Any ideas what could happen to the one in Citrus Heights?
Well, the exact plans are still being discussed, but apparently nothing is off the table for this center. It's near the northwest corner of Sunrise Boulevard and Madison Avenue, and it's possible that parts of the center could be reconfigured, and the company acknowledges that eventual changes will be dramatic. But you have to remember, this will take some time. The schedule is still being determined, but this revamp will take place after work on the company's Arden Arcade center that I mentioned earlier is completed.
Okay, well, let's cap this off with talking about the area's largest shopping center, the Westfield Galleria at Roseville. That's where an interesting new tenant recently opened on the second level.
Yes, now I went to the mall to buy some leggings, but strangely, I ended up in a brutal, sweaty battle with a guy I'll always remember as Ugly Joe. The good news is that I won. And if you're confused, I'm talking about my first visit to Fit Cade. Now, this is a new business at the mall that offers virtual reality fitness games. I've been following this business for a while, and it recently officially opened, and I couldn't resist giving it a try.
All right. Well, how does virtual reality fitness work?
You pay your money and you put on this headset, and then you're immediately transported into this whole other world. I boxed for about 10 minutes, and with the headset on, I felt like I was in a real ring with an opponent, a referee, an audience, and everything. It really is an immersive experience. Meanwhile, you're moving around, dodging and throwing punches. I initially wondered about the health benefits, how sweaty I would get, but I really was drenched in sweat when the time was up.
And this is all inside the mall.
Yeah, this is a prime example of how mall tenants are evolving with the changing retail climate. And the owners of Fit Cade, a husband and wife team, actually have big expansion plans beyond the Galleria site, which is 1,800 square feet. Now, this is their first location, but ultimately, they would like to have a full-fledged virtual reality fitness gym. So stay tuned for possible updates on that.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.